Praise God. I just thank God that, sorry about that. I just thank God tonight that, you know, tonight I prepared, but it's not about me. Tonight it's not about how good or about this or that. It's tonight. I ask God, what do you want me to share? What God has to say is the most important thing in the house. Tonight, life's going to change. You're going to hear it. You're going to hear God. You're going to know God's been in the house. You know that God has anointed us to preach and to tell you the truth of the gospel tonight. Not because of anything else, but because the glory of God. God's going to be lifted up. God wants me to speak tonight. Not by chance, not because of a good idea, not because of a book, but because of what he wants to share. I believe that tonight coincides very closely with this morning. They're like brothers and sisters. They knit together. You might think, well, this morning we learned about the sword of the Spirit, and it takes a lot. It involves a lot. There's a lot of commitment. There's a lot of work. Think, well, wow, now I've got a whole lot more work to do. No, the two of them help each other. So it's not going home tonight and thinking, oh, now I've got another whole thing to my menu to do. I've got to do this. I've got to do that on a Monday and this on a Tuesday and that. You know, how do I get time to even breathe? This, I believe, the two are brothers and sisters, and they're so close, and the one will help the other. And without walking in the Spirit, without the other, it's going to be hard. So tonight, I just actually want to go through, and as I prepared, and I really waited on the Lord, and I asked the Lord, what do you want me to speak about? And the Lord brought it up very clearly, to speak to you, his people. You're the ones God's interested in. God's looking and saying, you're the ones. You're the ones I want to talk to. You are so important. And God's talking to you directly. And God has bringing encouragement. It's not condemnation, but encouragement tonight. God was saying to me, he's saying, this is what he wanted to talk about. Step up and become the prayer warrior you are destined to be. You are destined for greatness. No doubt about it. No matter who you are, God is saying it. It's easy for someone to come and say, you know, a nice thing. But when God is speaking, he's saying tonight, step up and be that warrior that I called you to be. There's a time when God says, he speaks, time is commanding. It's time you stand up. You are a warrior. Not you may be or you should be. God sees you as his warrior tonight. Young or old, immaterial. And today God was saying that tonight, I hope to encourage and motivate you to stand up and take your place, your individual and corporate place within the ministry. There's room for everyone. There's not one tonight that could say, well, I don't really fit in. You know, I'm a bit too old. You know, I'm past my sell-by date. No, there's no sell-by date in the kingdom. So it doesn't matter if you're 100. Makes no difference. So tonight, I just want to go through and actually lead you. What I want you to do tonight, it's a step, is look in the mirror. I want you tonight to say to one another, I want you to say to one another, to your neighbor, God has called you to be a warrior. God has called you to be a warrior. Say to yourself. Sometimes we won't. We won't look in the mirror and we like kind of look in the mirror and say, God has called me to be a warrior, a mighty man, a man of his spirit. You are called. You are ordained. You're commissioned tonight. There's no doubt. The Spirit of God is saying, he called you. He destined you. He purposed you. By the Spirit, he's saying, stand up. Take it. It's yours. The war is there. You are a warrior. Christ, the resurrection, the power, the anointed Christ lives in you. That power energizes you, enforces you, empowers you. It's that power. It's that real power. It's that anointing. It's not you. Don't look at the shell, but look at who is in you. Look at the God who is in you, the power, the force, the anointing. That's it. It's what the Spirit of God is in us. We stand up. Yes, the enemy comes. But whoa, look who's in me. Look at the strength. Look at the anointing. Often we look at our weaknesses. It's not about us. It's about the anointing of God in us. The moment you receive Christ, you receive that anointing. You receive the warrior. The battle is fought by the Spirit, not by how I feel about myself. It's got nothing to do with me tonight. It's got to do about the Spirit of God. Is he in me? Yes. Well, I have the warrior. I have the victor. I have Christ in me. And tonight, that's the whole thing. It's all about who is in me. And I look, we all do it. We look at ourselves and I wish I had curly hair. I wish I was thinner. I wish I was this. But it's not about that. I tried. I promise you, a young Christian, I worked so hard in the church. I tried everything. I did my best to try and please everyone. It ended up a failure. Why? I was trying. I was desperate. No, I'm not trying. I'm relying on the Spirit of God. He's the one who will bring it. He's the one that will do it through us. I can rest tonight. I'm not striving. I'm not here to please anyone. I'm not trying to please anyone. I'm just resting on God. I'm confident. I can rest in the Spirit because by the Holy Spirit, He does the work. And often, I want to go through a few men of God and a few things that you will not only that will not only affect your life, your family's life, your country, England. England's waiting for you. No, not for anyone else. England's waiting. The world is waiting for you guys. God's not looking. No. There's his men. Men of generals. God's not looking elsewhere. He's looking here. You're the ones. You're the ones God's looking at tonight. He's not looking outside. Maybe someone's at the fair. I can go and have a look and see if I can get someone down the road. Maybe I could recruit from somewhere else. He's recruiting you. You're the ones. He hasn't got his eye. He hasn't looking elsewhere. He's looking right here and he's saying, you're the people. You faithful. You're a faithful woman of God, you. Faithful. And I said, you're a faithful woman. God's looking at you. He's saying, I can use you. I've got lots for you to do. And tonight, you're faithful people. And God's looking. I'm going to use you. I want to use you. And I'm going to show you by the Spirit of God. You were sealed with the precious seal of Jesus and empowered with the Holy Spirit. Each and every one needs to take up his position. God is waiting. Well, God can do it. No, God gave you, he gave man the authority, he gave each of us the authority, take it up. Well, God, when are you going to do this? No, when are you going to do it? God gave you the authority, he gave you the Holy Spirit, he gave you the power. It's just taking it and saying, right, that's it, enough, I'm not putting up with this. We as a church are not going to put up with these things that are going on by the Spirit of God. And tonight, corporate prayer. I'd like to go through some great stories to motivate you to let us see the story of Matthew chapter 21, verse 12. And I want to show you that God is passionate. Jesus is absolutely, as Jesus is, so is the Father. And Jesus, this is the story where Jesus has prayed. He's prayed up and everything. And he walks into the temple. And all he sees is these people, these thieves, these den of robbers, right in his presence, right where they should be in the house of God, right where people should be praying, seeking God's face. And he sees these den of robbers. He absolutely loses it. He throws those tables, he throws everything up and says, this is not right. This is absolutely not right. My house is a house of prayer. It is a house where my people who are called by my name will come and pray. And seek my face, and he will do. God has promised, there's not maybe, I will do it. There is no doubt that God will not do if we call upon him. And just to go through something, I didn't show Pastor Steve my notes. He was online, talking revivals. You're going to hear of how, that's exactly what God wants to talk about. Isn't it wonderful? God says, by two or three witnesses, I will confirm what I want to talk about. And when he started talking about it, I'm thinking, please stop, I want to preach my sermon. But I'm encouraged because it confirms. God, I asked God, I said to him, I know God hears and I know I hear God, I'm confident. But I'd like to hear kind of, I said, okay, Lord, kind of give me a nudge that let them sing about a revival song. What happened this morning, I said to Pastor Steve, the very last song, revival song. Okay, Lord. And then I come tonight and I think, okay, that's good. And then the cherry on the cake is like about the revival. And I'm thinking, okay, I want to. But God's confirming. He's telling, hang on, if two people have come and said the same thing, you think, ooh, I better start listening because God is saying it. Hallelujah. Let us personalize the whole thing of the temple. Let's bring it a little closer to home tonight. That's great. It was in, you know, the temple and all that. But let's just bring it really, really a little bit closer tonight. Let's bring it to home with true conviction and say that New Life Church, Teesside, is designated the house of prayer. That this temple, the true house is New Life Church. That we can say it with a true conviction, this house, New Life Church, Teesside, is a house of prayer. Is a house where when we pray, that incense is right before the throne of God. That this house is the house of prayer. It's easy to say, but tonight, I really, really believe that. And you say to me, well, where do you get that we must all come together and we must all pray together? I can just go home and pray. I can really pray. I can sit at home and pray for 5 hours. I have no problem to go and walk in the bush, take some sandwiches and a bottle of water and go and spend 5 hours with God. I love it. I just segregate myself right unto God. But you know what? I need you. Alan, I need you as a brother. I need you. I need you as a brother. I need you as a sister. I need my wife. I need Pastor Luke. Why? Because I'm not in Ireland. We heard this morning, Ireland's dangerous. Corporate prayer is a protection. And that's the whole thing with corporate prayer. It's a shield. It's a protection. Believe me, when one person's going through it, I guarantee you, there's 12 people around them, shielding, praying, and allowing that vessel to become strong, to be able to get up again. When you hit down and you're on your, and you can't do nothing, believe me, you need your brothers. You need your sisters. Amen. You need those generals there that'll say, right, boy, we're coming around you. And you begin to get up. You're still wobbly. You're still a bit shaken in your faith. But goodness gracious, I tell you what, I've had many of people I walk today, not because I can boast, but I can boast because my lovely family, the church, my family, have carried me through those battles. They've fought for me. They've fasted for me. They've stomped the devil out. They've kicked him. And you know what? It's because the corporate family is vital. And today, I would not be here if it wasn't for my family, the church in England, my family. You're my family. You're my family tonight. I don't have family in this country, really. Half my family's all over the world. You became my family. You became my family as a Christian. You're my brothers. You're my fathers. You're our family tonight. And corporate prayer has a vital place. And I want to talk to you about Daniel. I'm getting a bit emotional. I'm getting very, because I'm passionate about prayer. For 30 years, I've always been involved in prayer. I love prayer. I pray all the time. I seek God. I fasted. I fasted so much that I think my skeleton would have been on the outside. That's how much I fasted. I was fanatical for God. And I've always fasted. I've always prayed. But you know what? When you fight the battle alone, it's weary. It's tiresome. And no, because you know what? I was very independent. I've now realized, why be so independent when I have fantastic family to be around me? And this story is about Daniel. You know, Daniel, he was an amazing man. And we can look up to him a lot tonight. And Daniel, he would just pray and pray and absolutely pray. And next thing, I used the other names because I can't pronounce the other ones. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were his friends. But Daniel, I believe, was extremely influential in their lives. And it came to a point where the one day the king's just so fed up. He has this dream and he says, all you guys, all the wise men and you're a bunch of nonnas, you don't know nothing. You know, I'm feeding you, I'm paying your board and lodge, I'm doing everything and you can't even tell me. He says, I'm had it. Just kill the whole lot. It'll save me a whole lot of money and I don't have the problem. But Daniel knew that that's it. His ticket. By next week, his head's off. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel knew, and he knew the value of corporate prayer. He knew the value. And when they called, he went to the king, and all three of them, the story, that Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego, and Daniel prayed. And by the amazing hand of God, God tells Daniel this is exactly what's going on. He doesn't only get to promote, get to be with where the king is, but gets total promotion. And the whole thing tonight, that we want to get to the main point. We come to prayer, think, okay, I've got to go to prayer meeting. Why do I go to prayer? I pray every month. We pray for an hour. But tonight, the true, the real, and the absolute call on God's heart is for revival. It is for revival. Revival is on his heart, big time. It's everything. He wants the revival. He's yearning for that revival. He's calling each and every one tonight of you. You might say, well, it's a good sermon, go home, great, wake up tomorrow. It's not about that. And you might think, well, I'm just one person in the midst of a world of people. Well, you heard Pastor Steve as well. It just took one humble man. You know, I've been really, really studying up on what does it take for us to get a revival? What will it take, Teesside? What will it take, Teesside Church? I'm getting on. We're getting on in age. Time is pressing. I want something to happen. What will it take? Lord, what do I need to do? What do we need to do as a church to see the revival? Okay, we put on another 100 programs. Get buses in from all the different areas. We can do that. It's not the answer. Not another 50 programs. Not the answer. It's all our effort. I'm saying it's good to do good things. But putting on another 50 programs, one answer. Earnestly, sincerely calling out to God, revive our land, England. England's mine. England's yours. This is my land. This is my land. God gave me England. This is my land. And I'm crying out to God, this is my land, and I want it to be revived. I want revival. I want that revival. So tonight, it's not about anything. It's not about how many things we do. It's, are we really, really hungry for that revival? I looked at revival and I thought, maybe it's because some very educated people, you know, you get some very clever people. Wasn't. Maybe it's because it's only for the white people. No. Maybe it's only for the men, because, you know, some men preachers are really powerful and they really bring the word of God. You know what? I found there's women who brought in revival. Wow. So that means no one's excused. Men, women, African-American, no one's excused because God uses a hungry heart. That's what he uses. He doesn't see who you are, what color your skin is. It's proved it. He used everyone. He doesn't say, oh, well, she's a woman. You know, she might be a bit sentimental. Might be this or... Not about that. Look at that woman. She's so hungry. Man, I better feed her. She is so passionate. She is so hungry. She's so thirsty for revival. Her pillow is soaked with tears for the lost, for the salvation, for the deliverance of her country. And that's what caused these men. And, you know, it's right through, right through. And we say, oh, well, we're Pentecostal, we're full of life, and we praise God, and we do this. Well, hallelujah, God used the Presbyterian church. Well, that knocks that out the door, doesn't it? You know, so it's not about, because we're Pentecostal, and we may be a bit more free, and it wasn't about that. Because God used the Methodists, he used the Presbyterians. So, he did use the Pentecostals. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We haven't lost ours yet. The Azusa Street Revival was a historic Pentecostal revival meeting that took place in Los Angeles, California, and the origin of a Pentecostal movement by William James Seymour, an African American. Bless the African Americans. Bless the Lord that he used them. So tonight, I read one here. Korea. Hallelujah. Korea's first revival broke out in 1903, was known as Wonsang Revival Movement. Hungry men, hungry women in a backdoor village. Think, well, we're a little village in Teesside, or we're a small little town. Well, makes no difference. It's about the hungry hearts tonight. How hungry, how thirsty, how desperate. What motivates us? Do we wake up every day and think, well, what are we going to do next? I'm sorry, I'm just going to get this out of there. As it says here, prayer was also central to the Lewis revival in 1949 to 53. Listen to this. Campbell, who took out a picture from his pocket of two women aged 82 and 85 who had prayed faithfully for 3 years before the revival happened. Anyone here? 82, 83? Prayed for 3 years? We've been praying for a while at New Life Church. But that was 3 years. Two women. You think, well, it's just two women. It hit a whole revival. 25-year revival. 25 outstanding things, miracles, signs, wonders. Not only that, 100,000 people came to salvation. Why am I working so hard, doing so much and getting nowhere? Ask myself, why? What am I doing wrong? I'm not. There's realigning myself. Passionate, earnest prayer. God, you've got to do it. You have to save this. It's hungry. I'm desperate. God, you've got to do it. And tonight, as I'm bringing it more, very close to a close, New Life Church, we as a congregation need to get the spirit of a revival. It's great. It can take it. We need. God, when I wake up, I'm breathing revival. When I'm laying down, when I'm walking, I'm thinking, God, bring revival. I pray for my brothers and sisters out in the land there. I pray for the drug addicts. I pray for the prostitutes. I pray for the homeless. I pray for those that are killing themselves, for the suicidal rate. 140,000 a year in England. God, there's got to come an answer. Our hearts have got to break for the lost. There has to be a compassion. You've got to do this, Lord. We're desperate. We're absolutely desperate that you touch the lost. You heal the sick. You bring in the lame. You bring in these people. That's the whole purpose. I got saved. Is to see those people out there in terrible bondage, totally saved, touched. And I praise God for New Life Church. They just started stepping up more and more and more. Every week in Stockton, prayer meeting. That's led of God. I really believe it's a door. And don't undermine that. Well, it's a beginning. It's a wonderful thing. Suddenly now, in Billingham, we've got prayer every Thursday. It's not a small thing. It's not a small thing. We're walking right in that direction that God's saying. I really believe we are walking right in the right direction. But it's, will we take up that call? Will we take that up and say, guys, I'm behind you? Pastor Luke must feel like everyone's behind, is pushing, because we know we're in the right direction. We are going the right way. We are doing the right thing. But it's just that passion and hunger. We are in this. And we will see this because of our absolute earnest hunger. But it has to come. You can't do it alone. There's no way we can do it alone. No matter how good, we can be the finest preachers, we can't do it alone. I need you. We really need each and every one of you tonight. I need you. You know people I don't even know. You all meet people I never see. I need you tonight. This church needs you. You might feel, well, I come every week and go home. Please know, New Life Church, this church, New Life Church, is assigning tonight. You want to take up that assignment? Just say, yes, I will take that up. I will come on board. I will get behind this church. I will get behind what God has ordained for this church. Teesside will be one. And the only way that's going to happen is through earnest expectation of prayer before God. How do we do it? How do we go out there? And that's the whole commitment tonight. I bought a box of matches. I'm not going to use them. But my wife said, but this is illustration. If I had to strike this one match, you'd see one. But tonight, you all like this match. That match strikes, put it in that box. Oh, it doesn't take very long. That whole box explodes into a flame. And that's what we are. Tonight, each of us is a match waiting to light the box. Tonight, God said, you are like that match. You might look at yourself. You might look at yourself tonight and think, well, I'm just this little old match here. You know, what much is this little old match going to do? But if this little match can set a forest on fire under the hand of God. So don't limit yourself tonight and say, well, I'm just this little old match. The skinny old me, you know, me and all my problems. No, look what this little match can do. This has caused many a forest fire. Tonight, I urge you by the Spirit of God, be the match that sets the forest alight. And by coming in corporate, what's the most important thing? We come in unity. We set our heart on one vision. We are focused. It's not what I think this or I think that. It's God, bring revival to New Life Church. Souls will come in. People will come in. You will see. You will physically see. Amen. The Welsh revival. Swansea. They had such a revival. England's had so many revivals because of hungry people. I wasn't here, but those people there were praying, just like you good people. And it's tonight. I will take up that. I will take up that prayer. And tonight I want to ask you, sincerely, we need to get behind what God is saying. We need to commit. Say, I am committed. There's no point going down the road and think, well, this church is more alive and that one's all this. I'm not interested. Tonight, this is where God's put us. This is our house. This is your house. This is your field. This is where you belong. I don't want you to go somewhere else. We don't want you to go off somewhere else, down the road somewhere else. No, you have a purpose here. You're here because God put you here. So if you don't like it, well, then we have to pray, because God will show you this is the right place for you. You'll grow, you will see God, and you will see the power of God. And we need you at this church. We need each and every one of you. So from tonight, just when you think, oh, no, we need you. If you like really outgoing or really quiet, makes no difference. We don't, remember, we're not looking at you, we're looking at God in you. So allow God in you to be what he needs to be. So tonight, I'd just like us to pray. And I really believe that as we pray, come before God and really, really just say, yes, there's time we need personal prayer, but there's times when God says, seek first my kingdom, and everything you want will just be there. But if we're always seeking, Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that. He says, when are you going to pray what I really want? Do what I want you to do, and I promise you, you will not want for nothing. We need to, tonight, with all my heart, I really believe we need to get behind the church. Pastor Luke's coming. It's a new direction, and we need to get behind and say, God, revival. We are going ahead. This church is set for dynamic things by the Holy Spirit. So tonight, I'd just like to take a few moments, just a few moments. And you know the commitment, you can make it to me, but I'm not. It's not about me. Tonight, if you're really saying, Lord, I want you to start to use me. I want to start to be involved. I want to be more. I promise you, God will touch you. There's no doubt in my heart. I've been with God for 30 years. He's not let me down. When I prayed, He never lets me down. He always comes through. He doesn't always say yes, but He does answer. He does say, no, I'm not happy. Well, that was no. Yes is yes. But He did answer. So tonight, God will answer. And I promise you, as we begin to seek God's face to that level, God will answer this church. Let's take a few moments just to pray. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yamara bashondro bohostra. Mandro bohosha manarabatishtra. Tambarabahi shohoro putushama. Yamarabatusha manarabatushama. Yondarabaha manabahitraba. God, I bring these beautiful people. Your beautiful people, Lord. Lord, look upon your beautiful church, your beautiful people, Lord. Touch them tonight, Lord. Lord, let them know they are so significant. Let your church know they are so important, each and every one. God, that you love them. You love these fine people. These people, Lord. Every one of them, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, I just ask you, if you want God to touch your life, and you want God, you might well want prayer. If you want prayer, come and I'll pray. We'll pray. But if you want to make that commitment, say, God, I'm committed to this. I'm committed, Lord. Regardless of how I feel, I'm committed, Lord. I ask you, come, that I can. We'll pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Rabba Baba. God, fill our hearts with expectations for revival, Lord. God, let us become so desperate for revival, so desperate for salvation, Lord, for the youth, for the every area of our society that's dying on a daily basis. God, help us, please, Lord. Please, Lord, save our country. Save our country, Lord. We're praying, Lord, this is our country, Lord. Save our country, Lord. Save our people, Lord. We pray, Lord. This is England. This is our country. We cry out, Lord, forgive them. Lord, but help us, Lord. Help us to reach. Lord, touch your people. Touch the people in the land, Lord. Help us, Lord. We pray, Lord. This is your house. These are your people. Help us, Lord. We need the revival. We need the touch of the Spirit. We need the lost to be saved. We need them, Lord. We're crying out for the lost tonight, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe God is hearing. As you're just praying, it's sweet fragrance. It's like the sweetest fragrance. When you're making a commitment to God, it's the sweetest fragrance. It's like a burning incense before the very throne of God. Your commitment's valuable. A commitment in my heart. When I've made a commitment and a promise to God, I've made it so deep in my heart. 30 years, I've carried it. Because that promise, I promised Him. And like tonight, when we make a commitment, it's deep. It's, Lord, I'll carry it. I will carry the torch. Tonight, You commissioned. Will You carry my torch through the land? Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. I bless You tonight. I bless each and every one of you. And I just thank You. I believe that the Holy Spirit. Yes, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank You, Lord. It's not about how long you've been in the church either. Some people say, well, I've only been in New Life Church a week. It doesn't matter. You could have only been here right now and given your life to God. It's not about how long you've been in this church. It makes no difference if you've been from 1 year to 30 years to 50 years. It's about your hunger and your commitment to what God has called you in this house to be. So I thank You, Lord, as your people, Lord. I pray over each and every one as they go, Father, that, Lord, that You will go with them, that You will talk to them, that this week, Father, encounters, they will see, they will hear, and they will know that it's You that spoke, Father. That, Lord, You will reignite that fire in their heart, Father. There will be that burden, hallelujah, not a loathsome burden. My burdens are light, says the Lord. But there will be that, hey, I want to pray. When God wakes you up at 3 in the morning, which He does often, 3 o'clock, He said, Lord, do you not know what the time is? He said, yeah, I know what the time is, 3 o'clock. Will you get up and pray? Yes, Lord, get out of bed, even if you have to fall out, get out of bed and pray. It can be 5 minutes, it can be 10 minutes, it doesn't have to be hours, but just do as God tells you, and He will bless you, I promise, in Jesus' name, amen.